Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Tuesday, December 31st, 2019, the very last day of the year, nay, the decade. With me today, I have two panelists to talk about our year in review, so to speak. I have with me Andrew Lucky 15 Or. Hi, Andrew.
See you next decade.
Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hello. Listen, you may not be able to hear it, but I've got a little cold.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, it's very good to be here, though. I will take off the character off of my terrible voice.
And, no, that's too bad.
I'm so glad we could do the last end of the show.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you both here. And speaking of year-end reviews, Andrew, you published a sort of year-end guide, yeah?
Yeah, I wanted to share my favorite apps and games of the year. They're not necessarily like the best of apps or apps that came out this year, but they're just stuff that I started using and I really liked, and now I use them all regularly.
Okay.
The first one it's a nice app called Chronicle, and it basically helps you keep track of all your bills.
Oh, okay.
So you, put in your bill, what the category, how much it is, if it's like a one-time payment or recurring, and then you just put all your bills in there and just forget about it. And then you can customize your notification. So maybe you want to get an alert 3 days before the due date, or maybe four or sooner. Mm-hmm. You can do that. You can customize all sorts of things in it. So it's really nice.
Interesting. Okay. Any other notable ones from the app side of things?
Yes. Yeah, so another thing to keep track of other things is Paprika 3. Oh. Now, this is a recipe manager, and it's really nice. It's got some nice features. I think probably my favorite feature is it can automatically detect a lot of the popular food websites. Mm-hmm. So you can tap on the share sheet and then go into Paprika, their extension, and it will automatically filter out all of the unnecessary stuff from the article and then just give you the ingredients, the directions, and maybe mm-hmm. a picture or two. And then once you're inside the app, you can keep track of them, set a category like, hey, this is for dinner, or maybe it can also work for lunch. And so you can manage like your pantry, smart grocery lists, a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's really nice.
What I like about Paprika, which I did not start using this year, but I do use a lot, is partly that scoop a recipe out of a blog post feature. That's one of my favorites. But I like how it all works together. So you can add things to the shopping list, right? You know, I want to make this tomorrow night and I have to go to the store tonight, so I want to make sure I have everything. And mm-hmm. The meal plan, because you can also lay out your meal planning and stuff inside it. So for all of that to work together is really, really great. And I like the tag feature, like not just categories, but you can tag things. So like, I only want to see stuff I can make in my Instant Pot, or only see stuff for that I can only make in the slow cooker or whatever. And it's really nice to have that. So that's one that mm-hmm. I like. Brian, do you have an app this year that you've put a lot of miles on? Is your favorite in some way?
No, I don't. I've been,
you don't really use apps? Is that,
I have been so busy this year that I haven't found new apps to use. It's a sad story, but it's true.
Well, what have you put the most miles on this year, then?
There's a solitaire game I've been playing a lot.
Nice.
I suppose. It's the Slack app. That's for work.
Well, I do. I have a solitaire that I put a lot of miles on myself this year, so I understand.
I have been sitting at my desk working my butt off all year, and I don't. So generally speaking, when I'm picking up my iOS devices, it's because I'm on the go, of course, and or playing a game. Mm-hmm. So let's not humiliate the old lady anymore. about how she hasn't found any new apps this year.
No, it's okay. I just wondered what you were using a lot. I have a Spider Solitaire app that I play constantly, that I've played across phones. It's not even new to 2019. It's not new to my phone. It's not new to me, like, at all. I've been playing it for many years. I have like 4 million points or something in the app. Nice. An app that I picked up this year, that I actually did pick up this year, is GoodNotes for the handwriting recognition piece, because Mr. Kelly was on a quest to start doing some note-taking on his iPad Pro that would be easy to do with handwriting, so it wasn't like he was, you know, like in a meeting or something and like sitting behind a screen and nobody knows what you're doing. So he wanted to be like taking notes that he could refer back to later. So in helping him with that search, I came across GoodNotes and I really like it. So I've been using GoodNotes quite a bit, more than I thought that I would, as a person who wasn't initially a big fan of Apple Pencil. And I've been doing a fair amount of handwriting with it and really enjoying it. So that's something that I found this year. I think we should also do probably a round of game picking.
Let me add something in retrospect. I have spent some time in Masterclass, uh-huh, which does require a subscription, but basically gives you access to essentially lectures from, mm-hmm, various professionals in various creative fields, including writers, which is really why I did it. But, you know, filmmakers, photographers,
yeah,
poker players, studio musicians, things like that. And then I also I've used Clear for years and years and years for making shopping lists.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But so Masterclass wasn't new this year, and Clear certainly isn't new this year. But those are two apps that I use a lot.
Yeah, I do use Clear pretty regularly. Like, I have a bunch of small little things this afternoon that I need to get done, or, you know, stuff that I want to make sure I don't forget. I use Clear for that a lot. Yeah.
Does Paprika give you a shopping list? I heard you say that it tells you what you need, but does it give it to you in a list form that you can use while you're shopping?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It is a grocery list, a shopping list feature. Yeah. It's part of the app.
Sweet.
Nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm glad to hear that you did have a couple, Brian. Andrew, let's talk a little bit about games, because you probably have a couple. I know I have a couple.
Yeah, I mean, what I included in my article was Stardew Valley. Mm-hmm. But since I've already mentioned that in the show, before I started playing that, I did start picking up Civilization VI again. And that's a fun game. And what I'm most impressed about the game is that it's like pretty much the same on mobile as it is on the desktop. Like, the mobile version isn't a stripped down version of the game. Mm-hmm. And so you get the same in-game expansion packs as you would on a desktop. And that's nice. A cool expansion pack that came out recently was Gathering Storm. And that's cool because it adds a whole new feature of the game, which is climate change. Like, in the game, you know, once you develop the technology, you can create energy sources like a coal power plant or maybe an oil plant, but that also raises the CO2 levels and the temperature after a while.
Okay.
And so that brings challenges, like maybe the temperature gets too high and you get a drought on your farms. Mm-hmm. Or if you're living on the coast, maybe you can get like ravaged by a hurricane, for example. So it adds a really nice level of extra gameplay.
Interesting.
Oh, and then, of course, to combat that, you can have, you know, green energy sources like geothermal or wind farms or nuclear. So that's pretty cool.
Interesting. Okay.
Funny enough, I fired up I got a new iMac that I set up over the weekend, and I fired up Civilization on my iMac, you know, just to see how the video card does.
You know, of course, just, you know, for science.
Yeah, for science. I had no choice. I like Civilization VI. That's my point.
That's good. Interesting. I would say so. There's probably three games that I've played the most this year. The one by far the leader, by miles and miles, is Harry Potter Wizards Unite. Because I play that constantly. And part of the reason, and so before that, which I still play a fair amount of Pokemon Go. And I was basically playing Pokemon Go, killing time until Wizards Unite came out. And then aside from that, the other game that I play a lot when I'm not necessarily out walking around or anything would be Mario Kart. And that did come, two of those came out this year. Wizards Unite and Mario Kart on iOS both came out this year. So I've been playing a fair amount of that, mostly competing on the scoreboard against Charlotte and losing every week pretty regularly. So those are the ones that I have played. Now I want to make a round, and Andrew, I'll be starting with you, hardware picks. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like your computer or your phone or anything, but it could be an accessory, like something that you can go and buy that might make life better in some particular way.
Yeah. So actually my pick is an accessory. It's Apple's smart keyboard. I should have gotten it sooner because like in the beginning of the year, I think it was, Logitech, they sent me their Slim Folio Pro case. It's mm-hmm. a keyboard case. And that was nice, but it was very bulky. And so after a while, I just didn't really use my iPad as much just because I didn't want to deal with that bulk. Mm-hmm. It was nice because it gives you backlit keyboards, but the keyboard felt kind of cramped. And so it's like, you know, trade-offs. But I bought my smart keyboard maybe kind of recently, maybe about a month now.
Yeah.
And I like it just because it's so thin and portable. I wouldn't say the typing experience is, you know, 100% great. I'm typing on this all day, so it's probably a form of self-torture with that new extra flat keyboard. Yeah. But ever since I got it, just because it's so easy to take on and off and it's so thin, I've been using my iPad way more again. So it's nice just to be able to use it like that.
That's good. So, interesting. Mostly because Apple's kind of on a hot streak with the crap keyboard. So so at least if you have this open in a room where there's any dust, I know that the smart keyboards are sealed, so you shouldn't have too much problem with it that way, at least. Brian, how about you, hardware-wise?
Well, hardware-wise for me, I do like my new iMac. It's a 2019 27-inch iMac 5K. Mm-hmm. That came out in March, so it's not particularly new. And I could not wait for the next generation because my video card was going out on my previous one. So I got it. I do like it. AirPods Pro would probably be my real pick. I've enjoyed those a lot. I did fly over the holidays, and they mm-hmm. were fantastic on the plane for the noise cancellation. Nice. I used them a lot. I really like them. Good stuff.
Cool. That's good. I am going to pick, and this will come as a surprise to approximately no one, whom I have talked to since I picked it up, and that is my iPhone 11 Pro. And the camera is more than anybody tells you it is, and I know everybody says that the camera is crazy good and it's just amazing, and like, yeah, and I still can't get over it. Even though I've had it for a while and I take pictures all the time, I still am impressed. Every once in a while I will get a photo, like I have a couple photos of Christmas lights from over the holidays that came out spectacularly, and I still can't believe I took it with a phone. And so I would pick my phone. And then otherwise, the thing that I pick a lot is chargers, because as more people get phones that use wireless charging or can do fast charging, if you have the right wall plug, making that stuff more convenient is always a good pick. So I would always cheer for that. I did upgrade a couple of chargers at my house over this year, and I've been really glad about it. I had no idea how much I would enjoy wireless charging. It seemed cool, but I had no idea how much I would practically like it until I got it and had it all the time. And now when I have to plug in a cable, I do sort of roll my eyes a little bit, which is like the first worldiest of first world problems. You know, yes, I'm charging my phone on a cord like a caveman, right? Definitely that's one that I think is a small thing that can make a really big difference, because you don't realize how much time you spend fooling with that cord until you don't have to do it anymore. So there's that. I think those are all really good picks. And I would like to know what the picks are from our listeners for the year. You've listened to us talk to you about all different kinds of things. You've heard us talk to you about different hardware, different software, and security. We won't talk about security yet. We'll save that for the new year, because we've decided next year is the year of security. So I want to find out from our readers and our listeners what apps you found this year or just used a ton this year, what games you're playing, your Wizards Unite friend codes, whatever else you want to let us know about. Also, with regards to hardware, if you have an iPhone 11 or a Pro Max, or you got one of the 16-inch laptops, now that you've had it for a little while, we definitely want to hear about it. So you can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com. While we are not having a show tomorrow, I definitely will be checking the mailbag, and we may highlight that stuff in a future show. You can talk to us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. And we do look at all of those things to find out what you all have to say about the stuff that we are picking. So with that, I think we're going to wrap up the decade here at Daily Observations. This is a show that came into being in the 2010s, I guess. And we've gone through some changes. I wasn't the original host, as people might remember, but I'm really glad I'm here now, and I'm really happy to be sharing our show here with all of you, including my panelists today. Andrew, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for being game to come talk about all the stuff that you write about on MacObserver.com.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to have you. I probably should have said "see you next decade" at the end instead of the beginning, but oh well.
That's okay. Works. We'll just pretend. Yeah, it didn't happen the first time. It just happened now. That was very clever, Andrew. That thing that you said that I just heard for the first time.
The ultimate end of the year dad joke.
Yes. All right. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Thank you, Brian, for being here. And thank you for swinging by to talk to us about all the things that you talked to us about. Brian is currently muted. So whatever Brian is saying, nobody can hear.
Sorry, I momentarily lost control of, you know, these devices. They're very confusing these days, right? Hold on a second. So listen, I appreciate you having us by.
Thank you so much for being here, Brian. I also love that part of the fun of having Brian on the show is I never know which version of Brian is the one that's going to show up. So that's always exciting. I like to mix it up for our listeners. In 2018 and 2019, I want to thank all of you for joining us as we've continued to grow and iterate the show over time. And I want to definitely continue that journey with you into 2020. I will say it again. My favorite thing that I've seen on the internet lately is that they should let Barbara Walters be the person who drops the ball tomorrow evening, this evening, so that she can say, "I'm Barbara Walters and this is 2020. It makes me so happy. I really want that to be a thing, and like maybe in my mind it will already happen, even if that's not what actually happens. And with that, I'm going to bid all of you farewell and remind you we have no show tomorrow, but we will be back on the 2nd. So we will talk to you Thursday about the news of the day and whatever else we decide sounds good. Until then, be excellent to each other.